All right, we're joined in the media center by Pro Stock Motorcycle number one qualifier, Scotty Polacek. You went to the number one spot there with a 685.9 in that last session, qualifying number one for the third time this season. A pretty big run stepping up in that final session. That'd be pretty exciting for you guys.
You know, it's so awesome to be here at Bristol and get to be number one, because it's been like 20-something years since the Pro Stock Motorcycles were here, and we weren't even doing it back then. So, you know, to come here, someplace that I've always seen on TV that I always wanted to come to just because it looked so awesome, and end up with the number one qualifying spot in the last round, that was pretty special for sure.
Now, obviously, Matt, you know, made a couple of good runs. Did you guys get anything from that contributed to that last run, or was that what you guys were going after there in that final pass?
He pretty much always makes good runs, so we get a lot of data from him, and you know, that kind of transfers into the other motorcycles. He he's the one tuning them all, you know, making all those calls, and yeah. You know, I'm just the dummy that sits on top of it and rides it, and if I do my job, then things like this happen. So it was a good team effort, you know, him tuning, and I did a pretty good job riding, and you know, got my wife Sue's here, and Michael Ray that works on our bike, you know, he's a stud. So yeah, it was a good pass.
Did you feel like that was in it, or was that a little surprising to you to see that 85 pop up on the board?
It was a little bit surprising. You know, Matt told me afterwards, you know, he said he knew that if I rode it good, that it would go an 85. Okay. But, you know, we hadn't been in that left lane, and, you know, it's a little tricky, you know, trying to get down something you haven't been down, you know, and there's some bumps out there that, you know, you don't anticipate for sure when you're, you know, riding it. But, yeah, it definitely all worked out like it was supposed to.
Yeah. So I've heard the left lane is like thread the needle, but when you get it right, clearly it's a good lane.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we 60-footed exactly the same as we did the round before, but I felt the first tunnel in the left lane where I didn't feel it in the right lane, but yeah, it definitely got down there good. It you know, made good power on the big end, ran the back half of the track really well, so it was definitely good over there.
Do you think that Matt just overreached a little bit on his lap, or do we know anything about that lap?
Yeah, I think he was swinging for the fences, you know, because he figured, you know, that, like I said before, that if everything went right on mine, it could go an 85, which would have been in front of him, and he knew that Karen could also. And, yeah, he just wanted to keep that number one hat, so he had to go for it. And he gave it a little too much, I think.
We've been hearing from the Nitro drivers just how big those bumps are and how much you feel them. I would imagine on a bike you feel them probably even more so, don't you?
Yeah, and what's been getting me, you know, all three runs is the tunnel at half track. And right about there is about where we shift into high gear. And so just a tiny bit before I'm supposed to shift, I hit that bump and the back tire comes off the ground and it makes the shift light come on. And so me just being a dummy, like shift light's on, I'm going to shift, and I shift. It's a little bit early, but it's still close enough, you know, to get it down through there.
For you guys, how exciting is it to be at Bristol? You know, obviously that you guys as a class had lobbied to maybe try to race here. How exciting is it to be here now?
I think it's great. I mean, I love coming to new places, you know, new tracks that we've never been to. Matter of fact, I'd never even been to Tennessee before, so wow. we got actually a lot of friends from home that are moving here.
Right. Okay.
But anytime we can go to a new track, you know, it's just like an adventure, and I love going to new tracks. And you know, I've watched this on TV for years, you know, and just thought what a cool place, you know, this would be, you know, in Thunder Valley. And you know, Bruton does a great job with all his stuff, and you know, all of his tracks, you know, are amazing. So, yeah, I've always wanted to come here. I'm glad we finally got to.
Has the fan reception been pretty good to the bikes? Has that been pretty cool?
You know, everybody here has been awesome.
Yeah.
You know, the fans are really good. It's like everywhere we go here, you know, just everybody's been amazing. I mean, just super nice people and, you know, definitely a great place to come.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks, Scotty. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Woo-hoo. Susie?
Yes, hello.
Anything to add?